The man who's now in custody for allegedly killing one person and injuring another at a victory rally for the newly elected premier of Quebec shouted, "The English are waking up," as police dragged him away. But it's still unclear whether the intended target was Pauline Marois, leader of the separatist Parti Québécois, which had won its first victory in nearly a decade just hours before the shooting. Quebec is a majority French-speaking province, and political tensions between French and English speakers have at times run high. The Separatist Party has twice held and lost referendums on splitting from Canada. Still, more than 40 years have passed since the last political violence, so this latest shooting stunned Quebec. Joining us to talk about the election and its significance is Philip Autier. He's senior political reporter for the Montreal Gazette. Philip, welcome.
Hello.
At this point, is there any indication that the alleged shooter at Tuesday night's rally was affiliated with any political party?
Absolutely nothing to that effect. He seems to be the classic guy acting alone scenario that you often hear about in such tragedies. People have gone and dug up his background. He's basically a guy who lives in the woods and runs a fishing camp. And he is Anglophone of, I believe, Scottish descent. He also, we have to remember, he also had some beefs with the city, with the municipality, over some zoning problems. That's what we know about him now, that he was medicated, that he seems to have mental health issues, but he's not connected with any political party. In this case, the Anglophone community has also condemned Mr. Bain's alleged activities.
Now, this is the first time in nearly a decade that the Separatist Party has been in office. And as we said, Quebec has had periods of political tension between French and English speakers. The most famous one in 1970 ended up in martial law and a political assassination. But that tension seems to have died down. So how did the Separatist Party come back in power?
That was a whole other era, of course. The Separatist Party has come back to power through something called democracy. Very simply, they won the election.
But the political support for it is there, apparently?
There's political support for the party, which is promising basically a better government. There are allegations of corruption of the previous government. So they've been elected on a wave of change, which is not unusual, because if you look back in Quebec history over the last 40 years, each government has done about 9 years, and then the people seem to get fed up with them and kick them out. So they didn't hide the fact that they would like to hold another referendum on sovereignty, but they've also said only if we're sure we can win it and only if the people want it. So it's very vague kind of a statement. It's not like the previous government, the previous PQ government that went in 1994 had a commitment to hold a referendum within 10 to 12 months of taking power. But then they ended up being trapped by such dates and they lost.
Philippe, let's talk a bit about Pauline Marois, the leader of the Separatist Party, because she's proposed legislation that some people consider fairly radical. There's the idea for a Quebec citizenship card that immigrants could only get if they speak French and that would be needed to run for office. She's also made controversial statements about religious garments. Would you tell us about an existing law called Law 101 that she wants to strengthen?
It's actually referred to as the Charter of the French Language. And this was a law that was adopted under the first PQ government, which took power in 1976, and has been amended, and elements of it have been struck down by the courts in the 40 years that's, since then. The first thing it states is that the official language of Quebec as a province is French, but it also requires immigrants right now who come to Quebec to go to French school. There's always tension over the exact state of French. The Francophones argue that small French society in an ocean, a North American ocean of English, needs to be protected, and they're constantly monitoring the state of French. For example, if you go into shops in downtown Montreal, it is at times difficult to get service in French, because the metropolis, of course, is very multicultural. There's a lot more English here. There's a desire by the French-speaking majority to affirm and protect its language from any threats of assimilation. And sometimes things get carried away. I doubt that many of the things that you've mentioned, these are proposals now. They're not law yet.
It sounds like quite a bit of push and pull between wanting to preserve this traditional language, but also the practical side of English being such a dominant language in so many places.
It is. It is. And people in Quebec recognize the advantages of a second language and even a third language. And most of the Anglophone minority that still lives here speak French. So the minority feels that it has evolved and adjusted to the new reality. Because as you know, in the 50s and the 60s, the Anglophone establishment controlled all the economy and controlled all the levers of Quebec society, even though it was a minority. The Francophone majority over the years has asserted its place in society and now runs Quebec society while respecting the rights of the minorities.
So Pauline Marois did win, but in Canada, it's possible to win an election yet not have a majority government, and it's not a two-party system. So even though the Parti Québécois holds more seats in Quebec's parliament than any other party, the other parties combined still outnumber them. So Philippe, with that scenario, can Marois expect to get any of her controversial bills passed?
She's going to probably get the easy ones passed.
Such as?
For example, the previous government wanted to raise tuition for students. And there was a big uproar about that. You may have seen that. There were protests by the student movement in the streets. That she's going to cancel. That she can cancel by decree.
And what about legislation related to the speaking of French?
Those things all have to go before Parliament. And she does not have a majority, as you just mentioned. There has to be negotiations with the opposition. Some of her ideas might get approved by the other opposition groups. Many of them probably won't. The other parties are lukewarm to this kind of more radical steps. For example, the previous government believed instead of beefing up the laws on language, they believed in more of an incentive system to get people to affirm and to speak more French or to work more in French. The PQ has a more radical point of view. They believe that the only way to get any results is to impose legislation.
Would you tell us a bit more about the push for separatism? Because I'm wondering if there's really still the passion for that idea of seceding from Canada as there was in the late 70s and early 80s.
There's a base of 35 to 40% in any given poll to separate from the rest of Canada. There's also a good 20% of Quebecers that are sort of vague on their views on this matter and would need to be convinced, if I can put it that way.
Do you think we can expect to see a referendum on separatism during Marois' tenure?
It's impossible to predict. It seems doubtful sitting here today. Because they have a minority government. They don't have the power to proceed on very many of these issues. The other parties are dead set against the idea. And the average shelf life of a minority government is a year and a half to 2 years. So I don't think they're going to get very far in the immediate future.
Philippe Autier is a political reporter for the Montreal Gazette. Philippe, thank you.
My pleasure.
Before we go today, the intriguing history of a product you probably use daily. You're listening to Here and Now.